This is the Giraffes Don't Eat Steak podcast, a show that brings you marketing stories, tips, hints, and much more. A treat for those who want to succeed in business or marketers who just want to learn.
Hello, Alec.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Woke up to a nice surprise of lots of bird poop in the house.
Bird poop? How does that happen?
Well, we were normally we feed the birds on the balcony, but we take it out at night because in the morning they come and then they start eating, and we leave all of the doors open so that the air can come through at night. And they obviously arrived before dawn, sort of 5 o'clock or something, ate the lovely banana, which is a lovely banana. But then they kindly left all of their poop throughout the house, even into the bedroom, onto the bed as well.
So where were you? Were you out partying or were you sleeping?
Sleeping.
And you didn't hear all these birds fly through your house?
No, didn't hear a thing. So I can imagine they're having a little bird party at the foot of my bed, just singing around, chirping, whilst pooping as well, not cleaning up after themselves. And the poop is very banana-esque. It's very yellowy, sticky, smelly of banana.
So you must live in a safe neighborhood, because if you sleep like the dead, if someone broke it, you wouldn't hear them either then.
No, probably not. No, probably not. It's probably a good thing, because then I don't have to wake up and be scared there's someone in my house. I'd rather they just come in, do their business.
Take your stuff and leave.
Yeah, take my stuff and leave, and I'll wake up and say, what a lovely sleep. Where's the sofa? Where's the TV? You know, instead of waking up and there's an intruder in my house, and that'll be really scary. I'd rather just sleep through it.
Okay, well, good to know. Good to know. If I need to go to a life of crime, it's good to know that you'll sleep through it. It's fine. I can help myself. So what I thought we could chat about today, Alex, is the part of marketing that a lot of people forget, I think, which is internal communication, right? So what do you need to share with your staff? And the example that I've got is, for example, if you're doing a newsletter to customers, in my head, it should go to especially your customer-facing staff first, so right, that if they're talking to someone and they go, oh, I saw this awesome thing you did in your newsletter, they know about it and aren't taken by surprise. But it's interesting. It seems like not everyone feels that that's important. What's your view?
I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. Just trying to think of an example, but if you're sending something out to clients and then those clients are speaking to other people in your business and those people in your business have no idea what you sent them, and if the customer starts talking about that, they're going to be caught surprised, unaware, and not know about this piece of communication they've had, and will not have the right tools, i.e. the understanding of what the message was, in order to respond properly. And maybe the customer was unhappy with something, maybe the customer was happy with something and they want further details. And if your staff are just completely stuck in the mud, like, what? It doesn't look good.
Yeah. It doesn't look good at all. And worst case scenario, I've had is where the client actually then thought it was spam or, you know, a hacker, or it was something else. If, you know, if the person they're talking to in your company doesn't know about it, then maybe it was.
That's true. I didn't think about that. That's actually a very legit reason. Yeah.
So then
it's the same as sales, though. Like, if you're doing a marketing campaign, your sales team needs to know what your marketing campaign is. There's no difference.
Exactly the same. Yeah, and this is softer stuff. Like, you may just be sharing articles or news stories, or like not salesy messages, but even that, you know, your team needs to know that this is the topic, you know, cyber, if you're sharing cyber stuff, you know, tell people.
Yeah.
So then we get down to how.
How? That's the word.
How? So, emails are so overdone. I think I have shared this a few times that I've got a lot in the thousands of unread emails in myself, which I need to solve. But I think we're all inundated with emails. So I know that's an easy way that people share, but if you're sending a weekly newsletter and you're forwarding this to your staff weekly, guess what? They're going to stop looking at it and stop reading it,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
What else have you used to communicate internally?
Well, I've used on a few occasions an intranet,
Okay.
and it can kind of look a bit different depending on what it is and what system you have. But often it can be quite a good way to send notifications, pop-ups, especially. Depends on the type of business, because I know that we worked in a business once where when you log on to your web page, it's the page that loads. So
Yeah, the first one.
you're already there on the internet, and it pops up with a like a pop-up window on the home page of that if there's something that you want to update with the person. Another which is a very good way. In fact, the internet is a good way of using internal communication, and it's also secure if you have any sort of private sort of confidential information that you want to send on the internet instead of sending it by email, for example. But we also use internal communication tools like Slack is also a great one.
Okay.
Because you have like a company-wide group in one of the channels, and other people use other tools. So those two, in my experience, have worked really well for internal communications. The Slack one is easy to do because anyone can just log in and create an account. An intranet can be a bit more tricky, because it's basically like building a new website.
But pros and cons. I mean, if you think about Slack, I think it's loud because, and then you have to scroll through to see previous messages. Whereas if you build an intranet, I think you can put in rules about what's visible, things, if there's a notification area. I'm even thinking from an intranet perspective, what would be good is a document storage area, like so the latest brochures, for example. See, this is my marketing hat, I want to own it now. So, the latest brochures to make sure everyone's got the most updated version when they're sending it out, or the letterhead, or the stuff that we get asked for on a regular basis. And then your HR team can also use that in terms of the latest policies, et cetera, so that people don't have to keep asking them. So I think there's a little bit more meat in
Yeah,
an
no,
intranet site.
you're absolutely spot on there. If we were just talking about communication around one particular communication, one-off in Slack could work well, but you're right, absolutely right. There's a lot of assets within the business, especially from a marketing point of view, that we're always being asked for and always seeing people using
The
old
wrong
versions.
one.
Yeah.
Exactly the wrong one, right? Like,
Yeah, so it's a good way to ensure that the rest of the staff in the company are using the correct ones, and you're kind of in control of that because you can be the one who is maintaining that site and maintaining all of the updates in there. And if they don't use it, then you're like, I tried.
no. And so, yeah, so other than the comms, which we need to solve, because I think it's still important, but then there's a way to add more value to that. Document control is such an important one. I mean, how many times have we done an address change or a logo change or a, and you just have people having the wrong stuff for ages and ages, right?
Yeah, and presentations.
Presentation formats.
Presentation one is probably the, especially if you work in a business where there's a lot of pitches that you do, if you're
Yeah.
doing a lot of pitches. And to be honest, a lot of the teams that are working doing the pitches don't have that much time, because they're constantly creating new pitches and speaking to new clients. So I'm just being nice to them now. But you can understand why they just grab whatever they can and work it. But if you create
A
the right
library, right?
templates, the right libraries, and have it in a place that they can access, then it's very, very helpful. Because I mean, you have things like shared drives, but I don't know about you, but shared drives kind of drive me a bit mad because they're chaotic. People save different versions of things and maybe not in the right folder, or they save a version in their own private folder and then forgot to put it in the shared drive. Blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of mismanagement of drives.
Or
So something.
someone copying. I had this the other day. Someone copied private data and but saved it in the template.
Okay,
So then the
brilliant.
next person
Brilliant.
who opened the template got a lot more than they bargained for, right?
Yeah.
Like, ah, don't use it.
Yeah. So is it another good way of mitigating the risks of people misusing documents, misusing information within the business? Through to their own, but just because of time restraints, understanding of what's important, what's not important. You can't be expected to know everything. As let's just use the same example. If you're doing pitches, you can't be, and you're the sales team, you can't expect to know everything that you're doing that's important from a marketing point of view, because maybe you just don't have that necessary understanding of what's important from a marketing point of view.
And I suppose the other benefit of an intranet would be that you could save, and we had this, and we just did Word files in a shared document, but you could save the most commonly asked questions, like what is our business address, what's our VAT number, what's a, so you know all those things that you like you don't need every day, but every now and again you need it. And then the other thing we did is we did a source document for where the address is in the website, in the, so all, if it changed, all the places we had to change it, you know, if we had to change the help at email address, where
I
are
see.
all the places it is? So that's also just a good thing to just save, store, keep on there so that, you know, if you've moved on from the business, whoever comes after you also has all of that in one place.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's the same with new starters as well. It's a great place for new starters. I've just been doing an intranet recently, actually, and the flow is just it's for basically a new starter, because when you arrive, it's like a story of the business, the values, and and then it sort of goes down into the more of a more logistic parts of it, like how do I book my holiday, how do I claim expenses, da 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 da. And it's a really nice format for finding everything you need, as I said, especially for a new starter. Because often you don't know who to ask for these things when you start. You don't know who is responsible for what. But if you have all of the information there, it's super helpful, and that really helps with your internal communication to your new starters.
Okay, and that makes sense. Things like what, how do I set up my email footer? That's a common one, right? Here's the standard email footer. You click here and you save it, right? Or how do I connect to the printer? That's another one. Awesome. Okay.
Sorry, I went on mute then for some reason. I think my finger must have landed on something. Yeah, that's a really good one. I actually didn't even think about the email footer. Thank you very much. I'm going to actually. I
Email
know.
footer, that's like my
I
bugbear. And
know.
the problem when you're inside is you don't see it, because
Yeah.
often people say don't add the footer with internal mail,
Yeah.
but then you get forwarded an external mail, and that's when you see it, you go, what is that? That's
Yeah.
not our footer.
Yeah. Or someone, actually, you're right. When someone modifies their footer, and they've just, and the formatting has gone bleh.
Exactly.
It's chaotic. Like the design part of me inside is always just thinks, how did you do that? And when you did it, did you not look at it and go, that looks a little bit different, but it's not quite right?
I'm probably the person who did that.
I wasn't going to say that.
It was me. Well, I'm getting better. I mean, the one that I've done is I've changed when you, for example, forward me your foot to adapt. And then I change the email address, but I don't change the link. So even though the email address says Erica at, when you click it, it still goes to Alex. But I'm getting better. Yeah. I'm getting better. Okay. So, well, we've got a lot of advantages. We started off with how to communicate, or should you communicate to front-facing staff before you communicate to your clients? And we've both agreed, definitely yes. We then moved on to how, I mean, the stock standard email, but there are better options, a Slack channel if it's just once off, or even better, think about building an intranet. The more staff you have, the better you can control the communication.
Yeah, it's more upfront work, but it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, great chatting to you as always, Alex.
Likewise.
See you again.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That wraps up this episode of Giraffes Don't Eat Steak. Thanks for joining us. I hope you found value in our discussion and got some new ideas to apply to your own business. Tune in next week for another round of marketing insights and inspiration. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate you listening. Catch you next time on Giraffes Don't Eat Steak.